Rashida Tlaib calls for a more fair, just, and equitable society after demanding the end of policing. By Hannah Blow on April 21, 2021. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, who last week called for the end of policing and incarceration, said Tuesday's guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial should mark the beginning of a more fair, just, and equitable society and vowed to make all of this a reality moving forward. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all charges he faced: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Supporters of the controversial Black Lives Matter activist group released statements following the news of the guilty verdict, emphasizing that work still needs to be done. The conviction of Derek Chauvin on all three charges for murdering George Floyd is what accountability looks like in this moment, Tlaib said in a statement. Let us be clear, George Floyd, and many other Black and Brown Americans who we have lost to police violence, should be alive today. Gianna's father should be alive. This is why we must strive for a more just and equitable system. She continued, stating the verdict should mark the beginning of a more fair, just, and equitable society altogether. A system built on the foundation of justice and fairness must mean we never get to a point where Black and Brown communities wait with bated breath for a guilty verdict when there is absolutely no mistake that a life was prematurely taken. A system built on equity means every person in this country has an opportunity to thrive and have what they need to live a full life. This is what today's verdict should be, the beginning of a more fair, just, and equitable society. As always, I continue to pray for George Floyd's loved ones. No family should have to go through this ordeal. I will continue to work hard and together with community members and advocates to make all of this a reality. Her remarks follow last week's radical cry to end policing, incarceration, and militarization, where she asserted policing in America is inherently and intentionally racist following the police-involved shooting of Daunte Wright. A Rasmussen Report survey released Wednesday found a majority of Americans, 63%, expressing concern that growing criticism of America's police will lead to a shortage of police officers and reduce public safety in the community where they live.